Good morning. This is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing pre-opening grain comments for Monday, February 11th. Well, the highly anticipated USDA report on Friday did not deliver the fireworks expected, and what movement we did get from that report was in the wrong direction. It continued a little bit overnight here, so we've got March corn down a penny, 373 and a quarter. December down two at 397 and a quarter, now well below the 50 and 100-day moving averages that we had been gravitating towards in the couple of weeks before the report. So that is not a positive technical sign. We will see if we can hold the previous low on that breakout from January 15 down around 371. The 2.5 bushel per acre cut in yield, offset by a cut in feed and residual usage on Friday of 125 million bushels. Again, so a weaker outlook today. Taking a look at March wheat, we've got that down 3.5 cents, 513 and three quarters. Kansas City March down 2.5 at 491 and three quarters. Also now below the 50 and 100-day moving averages. Technically weaker, in spite of the lowest planted acres since 1909. This was not enough to provide much support to the markets, with stocks moving over a billion bushels again. We did have a sale this morning, 128,000 tons of hard red wheat to Nigeria, 120,000 tons of soft red to Egypt. Again, we will have to see more of that in order to support prices here. Taking a look at soybeans, we got March down 2.75, 9.11 and three quarters. November down 3.25, 9.53 and three quarters. Bean carryout on Friday cut from 955 million bushels down to 910. Again, that cut not enough to support the market without seeing some significant progress on the talks with China. We have lower level talks beginning today and then moving to higher level. Rumors that there may be a meeting between President Trump and President Xi of China sometime in March at Mar-a-Lago in Florida. Kind of bodes well for kicking the can down the road, moving that deadline beyond March 1st. We also have the government shutdown looming this week, see if they can make any progress there. Outside markets, you've got the dollar up 22 ticks at 99.64, crude oil down 43 cents a barrel, 52.29, got the stock market up about 100 points in overnight trading. That's all I have for this morning. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good day.